Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. Okay, I'm going to give you a bit of an update of exactly how I'm sort of feeling now at about the week 10 mark. I guess I'm just overlooking just a beautiful little area I like to come down to. It is the most stunning, sunny day. It's about 26 degrees outside. It could not be any more perfect of a day. And I'm just about to come off of 5 days off, which is sort of like a little mini holiday. It's awesome. So I thought I'd take this opportunity now that I'm sort of had a few days of a bit of a rest and recoup of having a decent stinge of days in a row to sort of talk about, you know, the sort of mental state I'm in at the moment and, you know, overcoming that barrier of the first 10 weeks of caring for patients independently. So of course the first few weeks, as you probably hear from my first few weeks of starting the podcast, that there's been certainly some highs, especially coming off of, you know, picking up something like an NSTEMI of the ECGs and the certain lows of some of the other experiences of, you know, really being swamped by, you know, the work list and having to hand off to another nurse to be able to hand off my patients down to the ward and just being slow at skills and stuff like that. So the real highs and the real lows. But I guess coming up now, I definitely remember the first few weeks. It was the feeling of how I'd feel coming into work. Every single day I come into work, I just feel such gratitude that I've been accepted into this ICU, into this team, into this grad program and into the transition program. I'm so thankful just to be here in the first place. And, you know, through the days of feeling pretty down and, you know, when I felt like I'm slow or whatever, I'd always keep that in the back of my head, and that's sort of definitely what gets me through. But now coming up to that 10 week mark, I'm certainly feeling that certainly a little bit better. Like I've been able to relax on my days off. It's that first sort of time that I was sitting at the movies yesterday and I did not feel as if, you know, I really should be studying towards something or I should be back in my books and working on modules. I finished my what we call phase books. So these are those books I keep talking about where, you know, they've got official modules, electrophysiology, hemodynamics, stuff like that. So my phase two, so there's four phase books altogether. I just finished my phase two book about 2 and a bit weeks in advance. So I've already handed it in. So I'm using this time. So I've pushed real hard on some of my days off, and also time at work, getting in work early, finishing them off. So now it's kind of like, you know what, I worked exceptionally hard. I don't feel guilty about taking a few days off for myself. I've been able to enjoy this absolutely stunning weather. I went off yesterday, went stand-up paddleboarding for the first time with one of my good friends from Melbourne. And, you know, just being able to catch up and just go out for breakfast and just go out to the gym and just have fun. Because I know certainly the first few weeks I was certainly finding it hard to find a balance between going to work, being able to find time for the gym, and getting my body adjusted to shift work, because I certainly didn't know I was going to take this much of a toll on my body. My weight was starting to really drop. My eating, you know, I wasn't taking my breaks properly. So I was losing heaps of weight and just feeling awful. So now it's kind of like, you know what, I've taken my breaks. You know, I'm going for my full half hour break. You know, I'm starting to eat a lot better, like as in like a bit more, which is good. I'm starting to find a routine of when I should be exercising. So I'm still getting up super early in the morning to go off my morning shifts. I find that still works for my body, and I'm a morning person anyway, so that's fine. For my night shifts, you know, I'm still a bit of a struggle, but instead of only getting like 2 hours of sleep during the day before that next night, I'm starting to work my way up to a little bit of what someone would call normal. And now just not feeling guilty about starting, you know, I'm just having some days off. It actually feels really nice, and now I feel a bit more refreshed each time I come into work, because, you know, I'm starting to be able to rock up onto my shift like my assessors would stay, because again, as I've mentioned before, I'd be coming into work way too early and reading up all the notes. And now I feel like, you know, I really have developed the ability of just walking into work, saying hi to everyone, putting my stuff in my locker and just walking straight out onto the floor and receiving handover and just starting the shift. I feel a lot more comfortable now in doing that. And even in regards to work, I love the work environment at work. You know, all of my work colleagues, it's awesome. You know, the first few weeks are always going to be hard in any new environment. You are the new person. You're coming on as, especially someone as a graduate nurse. You know, not everyone knows that you haven't got any experience. You know, you're coming straight from nursing school. And so you're learning everything from scratch. Just definitely in the ICU, because it's such a different environment to what you'll be studying at uni. You've got so many things that are such specialist pieces of equipment, specialist knowledge as well. And you add on top of that the acuity of the patients in the ICU that I'm working in. You know, it certainly takes time to start feeling comfortable. So now that I've started coming in, you know, day after day after day and saying hi and just being myself, you know, everyone's starting to get to know me that little bit more, and it feels really nice, because it does feel like such a happy, such a pleasant work environment, and I'm really starting to feel like I'm a part of the team. So I guess it's sort of like a little happy episode, this one. It's I guess it's sort of showing that, you know, you just got to get through that little hump to start with of just feeling super uncomfortable, not only because it's a new work environment, you're learning to be a nurse for the first time. The knowledge that you're learning is such a acute, high stress, high paced, high acuity of patients environment, such as the ICU I'm working in. Add on top of that, the workbooks that I'm doing and just, you know, getting used to shift work. You got all this stuff that I guess you just wouldn't really consider when you first start off as a grad, but just know that, you know, I'm starting, it's about 10 weeks now, and just at this 10-week mark is when I'm starting to feel a lot better. As I sort of made in the episode before this one, I've got my first upcoming 3-month assessment, which I'm really going to be working hard towards, and got some assignments now that I'll start to be working on as well. And I don't know, it's starting to feel good. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. So I guess I'm trying to keep the episodes where, of course, I'll be talking through experiences, but I feel it's also really important to be talking through, you know, what does it really feel like for a graduate nurse starting off, and whether that's going to be starting off in ICU, whether that's starting off in general. I've been talking to a lot of my friends who are starting off in their graduate years in all different areas all over Australia, whether it's ED, oncology, you name it. I've got sort of friends in most areas, and I guess everyone is sort of feeling that same stinge, getting over that first hump of being the new person and starting off as a new nurse and moving to a different place, or, you know, there's so many factors on top of it. So, but again, I'm sort of talking to my friends and we're starting to feel that little bit more comfortable now and starting to develop that routine. But just know, I guess if you take anything away from this podcast, it's going to be that it takes time, and don't feel down on yourself if you do feel pretty out of your element for the first few weeks, because I can definitely say that it's definitely getting better, especially from my experience. So have an awesome day, guys. If you have any questions, feel free to head over to the new Facebook page that I've created. It's at New Grad Radio Podcast. Or send me an email if you'd like, which do with anything, guys. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. newgradradio@gmail.com. Have an awesome day. Catch yous.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.